Hello, and welcome to the Autodidactic Podcast with your host, Rick Dearman.
Hello, and welcome to the Autodidactic Podcast, Season 2, Episode 10. I wasn't able to publish a podcast last week due to some time constraints, and I apologize. Hopefully this episode will be worth the wait. This week I'm going to be talking about a famous mathematician who was vital in the creation of the digital age. I'm going to be talking about George Boole, an English mathematician who helped establish modern symbolic logic and whose algebra of logic, now called Boolean algebra, is basic to the design of digital computer circuits. George Boole approached logic in a new way, reducing it to a simple algebra and incorporating logic into mathematics. He also worked on differential equations, the calculus of finite differences, and general methods of probability. He was born on the 2nd November, 1815, and he died on the 8th of December, 1864. George Boole's parents were Mary Ann Joyce and John Boole. John made shoes, but he was interested in science, and in particular the application of mathematics to scientific instruments. Mary Ann was a lady's maid, and she married John on the 14th of September, 1806. The family were not well off, partially because John's love of science and mathematics meant he did not devote the energy to developing his business in the way he should have done. George, their first child, was born after Mary Ann and John had been married for 9 years. They'd almost given up hope of having children at this point, and so it was an occasion for great rejoicing. They went on to have 3 more children, 2 boys and a girl. George first attended a school in Lincoln for children of tradesmen when he was less than 2 years old. After a year, he went to a commercial school run by a friend of John Boole, where he remained until he was 7. His early instruction in mathematics, however, was from his father. When he was 7, George attended a primary school and his interest turned to languages. His father arranged for him to receive instruction in Latin from a local bookseller. And having learnt Latin from a tutor, George went on to teach himself Greek. And by the age of 14, he'd become so skilled in Greek that it provoked an accusation of plagiarism after his father had one of his poems published. At this time, George was attending Bainbridge Commercial Academy in Lincoln. This school did not provide the type of education he would have wished, but it was all his parents could afford. George was able to teach himself French and German, and studying other academic subjects that the commercial school did not cover. At 16, George started as a teaching assistant in Doncaster after his father's business collapsed, and he found himself having to support financially his parents, brothers, and sister. While he maintained his interest in language, he began to study mathematics seriously at this time. The first advanced mathematics book he read was Laplace's Differential and Integral Calculus. He was later to realize that he wasted 4 years in trying to teach himself the subject instead of having a skilled teacher. In 1834, he opened his own school in Lincoln, although he was only 19 years old. 4 years later, Robert Hall, who'd run the Hall Academy in Waddington, died, and Boole was invited to take over the school. His parents, brother, and sister moved to Waddington, and together they ran the school, which had both boarding and day pupils. Boole was studying the works of Laplace and Lagrange, and working on what would become his first mathematics paper. He was encouraged by Duncan Gregory, who was in Cambridge and was the editor of the Cambridge Mathematical Journal. Boole was unable to take up the offer to study in Cambridge as he needed the income from his school to look after his family. In the summer of 1840, he had opened a boarding school in Lincoln, and again the whole family had moved with him. He began to publish regularly in the Cambridge Mathematical Journal. Again encouraged by Duncan Gregory, he began to seriously study algebra. In 1844, he had a paper published called On the General Method of Analysis, Applying Algebraic Methods to the Solution of Differential Equations, in the Transactions of the Royal Society. He received the Royal Society's medal in November 1844. Boole was appointed to the Chair of Mathematics at Queen's College, Cork, in 1849. Boole was to become the first professor of mathematics at Queen's College Cork, and he took up the position in November. He taught there for the rest of his life, gaining a reputation as an outstanding and dedicated teacher. In May of 1851, Boole was elected as Dean of Science, and he met his future wife, Mary Everest, a niece of Sir George Everest, for whom the mountain is named, whose uncle was a professor of Greek at Cork and a friend of Boole. In 1852, when Boole visited the Everest family in Warwick, Gloucestershire, England, Boole began to give Mary informal mathematics lessons on differential calculus. At this time, he was 37 years old, while Mary was only 20. In 1855, Mary's father died, leaving her without a means of support, and Boole proposed marriage. They married on the 11th of September, 1855, in a small ceremony in Warwick. It proved a happy marriage with five daughters. It was in this period that Boole published his most important work. In 1854, he published An Investigation into the Laws of Thought, on which are founded mathematical theories of logic and probability. Boole approached logic in a new way, reducing it to a simple algebra, incorporating logic into mathematics. He pointed out that the analogy between algebraic symbols and those that represent logical forms. It began the algebra of logic, called Boolean algebra, which now finds application in computer construction, switching circuits, etc. Boole also worked on differential equations. The influential Theses on Differential Equations appeared in 1859, The Calculus of Finite Differences. Theses on the Calculus of Finite Differences was in 1860, and General Methods in Probability. He published around 50 papers and was one of the first to investigate the basic properties of numbers, such as distributive property, that underlie the subject of algebra. Many honors were given to Boole as the genius in his work was recognized. He received honorary degrees from the universities of Dublin and Oxford and was elected a Fellow of the Royal Society in 1857. However, his career, which started rather late, came to a tragic early end when he died at the age of 49. One day in 1846, he walked from his residence to the college, a distance of about 2 miles, in the drenching rain, and lectured in wet clothes. The result was a feverish cold which soon fell upon his lungs. Boole's wife believed that the remedy should resemble the cause. She put Boole in bed and threw buckets of water over the bed, since his illness had been caused by getting wet. Boolean algebra has wide applications in telephone switching and the design of modern computing. Boole's work has also been seen as a fundamental step in today's computer revolution. So what can we learn from Boole to use for ourselves as autodidactics? Boole's realization that he had wasted time by not finding a teacher is a critical point. As an autodidactic, you may struggle to understand some concepts that you're learning. You should take some time to evaluate if you should look into getting a tutor to help you. And here are some tips to help you evaluate it. Is the workload taking you twice as long as you think it should? In subjects like math and science, concepts build one upon the other. Missing just one concept can have a snowball effect, and you may need some extra help. If you start needing more help than usual, and find that your normal go-to people or places can't help you, you might want to consider enlisting a tutor. If you're beginning to dislike the subject, it might be a sign of frustration because you aren't getting it. You're putting in the effort but not seeing the results you expect. It's time to pinpoint the problem and try to get some extra help. If you're beginning to skip study times or avoid doing the work, you've probably gotten so frustrated that you're on the point of quitting. So if you decide you need external assistance, review your options. Would some kind of remote classroom or after-work classes help? Do you need help on a particular subject, or is it just some concepts that you need to work on? So here are some things to think about before you go out to find a tutor. How much help do you need? Do you need a full course or just some help with a few key concepts? And what is your budget? Keep in mind that a difficult subject takes longer to prepare, so expect to pay more for the extra preparation time. And costs vary greatly depending on the subject area, the location, and the credentials of the tutor. Neighbors or friends may charge less, but remember, professional tutors charge professional rates. And what hours do you expect to have available for tutoring? What references or qualifications do you need? You get references for electricians, doctors, or dentists, so it makes sense to get a reference for a tutor. How do you find a tutor? There are a number of places you can look, and a lot depends on your location, but some places to start are local colleges or universities, which often have a bulletin board or a list of tutors per subject. Online websites, such as Personal Tutors Co. UK, Tutorful Co. UK, TutorHunter.com. Ask friends and family. If you're learning music, perhaps your neighbor knows someone. Depending on what you're learning, the way to find a tutor or mentor will be different. But before paying anyone, you should check credentials and remember to be safe before allowing anyone inside of your home. Okay, well, that's it for this week. If you enjoy the show, please give it a rating on the platform you're using to listen, and please share the podcast with friends and family who might be interested. Also, please feel free to email me at rick@autodidactic.info or leave feedback on the website autodidactic.info.
Thank you for listening to the Autodidactic Podcast with your host, Rick Dearman. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider giving a donation via PayPal. Thank you very much, and see you again next time.